Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, morning shift, Bo Morgan alongside Michael, don't ask him. What the P stands for. Johnson, yeah. This is the morning shift. Did I say that already?
Dylons is a morning shifted to the anger music.
This isn't anger music. This is this is Motorhead, okay?
It sounds angry.
It's also compared to what he has. It's also what Triple H, the former runs WWE now, former WWE, like, you know, like
Hall
heavyweight
of Famer.
Champion
Hall
of all these times. He's a big Motorhead fan. And
gotcha.
He got together, and Motorhead did multiple entrance, theme song entrances for him. They did this one, which is The Game, and they also did the King of, the King of Kings or whatever, which is phenomenal, man. I love Motorhead, too. I'm not a diehard. I can't sit here and go through every song they ever made, but I thoroughly enjoy them.
I'm just keeping you on your toes, Mike. Just keeping you and Squidbill on your toes.
I see it, man. Entirety of
the catalog.
You know what I've
here.
Enjoyed about it is it's been a slow build. Like, yeah. I said earlier, I was like, man, I feel like I'm driving across the plains right now in the western United States. And now I'm like, I'm about to headbutt Bo.
You know
any
what
second now.
You know what I'm doing, Mike? I'm taking you on a journey.
I respect that so much, bro.
Well,
I respect that so much.
You know what? You can...
I'm here. I'm strapped in.
You can bring the headbutt. We'll see how it works out for you.
I got the angle. I got the launch angle.
I would love to see how that worked out.
It would hurt.
You'd have to, I would have to, if I was trying to headbutt you, it would be like a soccer header where I'm, like, jumping into.
latte yesterday. Yeah. Shout out.
Anyways, you asked the question, how long have you been a Falcons fan? And what your thought process is on the Kirk Cousins stuff. How long do you think it'll play out, right? That's what you were asking for people of the wake-up call.
Let's go ahead. I'll role play real quick. My name is Mike Johnson. I've been a Falcons fan for now almost 16 years since the draft of 2010.
Welcome, Mike.
Thank you. Happy to be here. My thoughts on Kirk Cousins, I think mid-season trade, they'll wait to get to midseason sometime before
the
trade deadline.
All right, we've heard enough from Mike. Appreciate you calling in, Mike. Are
you still there? Are you still there?
Dylan, cut Mike. Cut his mic. And maybe, Mike, next time you call him, put a little more bass in your voice.
Okay.
Talk like you mean it, all
Motorhead.
Right? So now that we know what to do, let's go to who a guy. I am almost positive this guy will talk with some bass in his voice, and he'll come with it. Reggie in Fayetteville, you're on the morning shift.
Good morning. Welcome to Mighty 3, and that is Tiffany, Bo, and Mike. I am a 32%er.
Hey, there
I am a Falcon fan, and I've been a Falcon fan for 35 years. And one thing that I can appreciate about you guys is this. You explained the $10 million deal to everyone thoroughly. So with that being said, The quarterback is going to be here. He's going to be here to midseason until the Falcons release him or trade him. Yeah. He's not going nowhere. This is a question I want to ask you, Mike. You being an ex-pro football player, the quarterback, is he going? He has to be in shape. He has to be in shape. The Falcons need a backup. So he's not going anywhere. He wants to be a first stringer somewhere else. So I'm the owner of the Falcons. He's not going nowhere until I let him go.
No, he's not. And I appreciate the phone call. And here's the answer I'll give you. Because I think this is an important caveat to have, an important part of this discussion. A lot of people, and I saw there were people around the NFL, not Falcons fans, but people around the NFL, fans on the socials that were saying, this guy might be, that Kirk Cousins might be a victim of his own personality in this situation. Because you know that Kirk Cousins is not going to make a locker room stink. If he was one of those guys that you know would blow up the locker room over this entire saga, you'd probably be more apt to move on from him earlier. But here's the other thing I will say. I don't know if Kirk Cousins makes $300 million or whatever the number is in his career, if he's not that guy to begin with. So he has benefited along the way of the personality he has. And now it just so happens that, you know, that you're going to get paid handsomely to possibly ride the pine. And I don't feel bad for that.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I don't feel. Look, I have no one owes Kirk Cousins anything in this thing. And I don't feel bad for Kirk. And I don't think Kirk's going around moping and feeling bad for himself either. I think he's frustrated with the situation and he'd like it to be different. But I think him being who he is, you know, I'm not sold into this. Well, I'm not sold into this Kirk's a fraud thing I've heard some other people throw out there because I don't believe that. And I'll tell you why is because, dude, he did everything the right way and then he tried to do what was best for him afterwards.
And here's the other caveat.
That's okay.
Here's the other caveat of that. What he did in saying that he was injured, actually, and we talked about this at the time, I think it helped the Falcons. If you're going out there and trying to trade Kirk Cousins and he says, like out in the public, yeah, I was injured last year. I wasn't 100%. Then maybe in the back of your head, you think the value has gone up on him. Well, maybe you're like, well, hey, if we can get a fully 100% Kirk, then he can be somebody.
Well, it makes you feel a lot better that you didn't get a quarterback with the yips because that's really what I always thought it was. By the way, I appreciate Reggie having bass in his voice, being thorough, and being ready to go.
I do want to say that his question about the quarterback being in good shape, the quarterback has to be in the best shape. Because the quarterback needs to be the leader. On any team that you look at that wins Super Bowl, a quarterback's the leader. If your quarterback gets in the huddle and is so out of breath that he can't even say the play coming into his ear, then he ain't leading anybody. Nobody's looking at him being like, yep, this guy's going to step up. No, I'm good.
Luckily for us, Kirk Cousins doesn't run a lot, so he won't have to pull Anthony Richardson and pull himself out of the out of the game. Let's go to Coleman and Winder. Coleman, you're on the morning shift. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas, this morning?
What's up, man?
Okay, so, we went at medical, but it's Northside now. In 1989, November 27th, came out the wound, Falcons fan.
There it is!
So, also, okay, about the Kirk Cousins deal, I don't think he's going anywhere either, but if he does, I think he'll go to Cleveland by the end of the week.
By the end of the week? I wouldn't rule that out. I think that's a good call. Shout out for you just coming out the womb at Northside Hospital. Yeah. Hopefully that's what my son says one day.
I don't see a trade happening before June 1st. And here's the reason. Look, the thing for me is you trade him before June 1st, you save $2.5 million. Okay? You trade him after June 1st, and you save $27.5 million.
Yeah.
So it's distinctly different.
Here's the one thing, and I'm with you, and you and I have been on record both today as saying that, you know, I think he's on here long term. I just said I think a midseason trade is probably, let's call it the best case scenario. I'm going to go out and say that a midseason trade is the best case scenario. But here's what I will say, you know, for guys like Coleman that think, okay, by the end of the week or anytime over the next month, I think the Falcons would love to have an extra draft pick. I think they'd absolutely give anything to have an extra draft pick. You only have five. Two of those are seventh rounders. You're a team that has dealt draft picks like they were money. Like you've dealt them around the last few years. It's one of the really the hallmarks of Terry Fontenot is that you have moved draft
picks. But what do you think you're realistically going to get?
I don't know.
See, that's the problem.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I think we are, you know, fans are like, I don't care. Anything, get him off the roster. Well, no.
Nah.
Like,
if that was the case, you'd have probably done it by now.
There's a lady that follows me on Twitter, and she's a big listener of our show, and her name's Tia. And she saw some of the interaction. She tweets a lot. And she saw some of the interaction yesterday that I was having, and over the weekend. Again, you started, but it was just good because you were explaining a rule that needed to be, you know, the contract $10 million that we'd already explained the week. You re-explained it on Twitter Saturday when the news came out, which I thought was good. And so I'm having this, and she goes, the problem for me right now is we've got to stop this. I'm going to cut my nose off to spite my face type of mindset. And she is so right. And I've said it too. That is the problem right now. I know you want him gone. I'm not necessarily against it. Like people think I am for some reason. I'm just not against making a bad move. And to me, whether you can think that the contract was bad or not, whatever you think about it, it's fine. You know how it gets worse is if you cut your nose off to spite your face just to move him.
Yeah.
That is the worst business decision you could ever make. Let's go to the lines and get Mr. Yo in Atlanta. Mr. Yo, Mr. Yo, what's
good
up,
morning,
friend?
Gentlemen.
Yo!
Hey, I'm going to go ahead and put the bass in my voice because Squid Billy told me I need to do that today.
That's right.
So I'm going to talk to y'all like I talk to my kids. So here's the deal. I'm 52 years old, man. I've been a Falcon fan for about 24 years now.
All right.
It all happened because I was a Chargers fan. And the Chargers traded the number one pick, and obviously we know that y'all took Mike Vick, and so I followed that train. That it led me to moving to Atlanta, but I also, once I got here, became a Falcons fan, and I saw the pattern over and over again. We make some really silly decisions as Falcons organization. You know, I talked to Mike last week, and I was telling him, you know, it's been 18 years since the Falcons have taken a defensive lineman in the first round of the draft. We talk about the trenches all the time, but we always seem to go for those nice, shiny pieces. Now, I was always in on the keep Kirk Cousins, even if he was kicking and crying. I didn't care because it's about what's best for the Falcons. And all you fans need to start understanding, if you don't start doing what's best for your team and say screw everybody else, you will always be in the exact same position. So don't sit over here and look at the Cincinnati Bengals paying $120 million for one quarterback and two wide receivers and think that that is a game plan, because it has never worked at all in the history of the NFL. And you're going to see it again this year. When they're in multiple shootouts and they don't have the ball at the end of the game, they will lose because they don't have a defense that can stop anything. Love you guys. Take care.
Yeah, and they did. No, look, I'm going to push back. They did take.
I was going to say, there's been a couple.
They took Beasley in 15. They took Tack. I think it was 18.
Pray Jerry was 17. Whatever. So I agree with Mr. But I agree with Mr. Yo's principle. I think we have to do everybody listening due diligence to say it's probably just not true on the 18 years thing. But his point is taken, that it's been a lot of offensive players in a row, and let's just call it what it is. If the Kyle Pitts pick had hit, it probably doesn't look as bad. Drake London has been great, not a Pro Bowler, right? Bijan has been the best player on your team. Pro Bowl alternate. And Michael Penix now, with three games under his belt, seems to have the keys to the franchise. So we're getting there.
I don't care about Pro Bowls. I care more about all pros. One thing I'll say is that, you know, I keep hearing about how bad our second-round picks is. And last time I checked, Matthew Bergeron is a second-round pick. And, yeah, it's only one that's really been great. But he has been really good.
And look, we're going to find out very soon about Ruka Rororo. Like, we're going to find out very, very soon about what he is and whether or not he's developed.
And there's still more moves to make. They have, you know, their cap is somewhere from about $1.8 million to $7 million right now, you know, if you have the adjusted cap in there. And they've still got to make moves to sign your rookie class. They're just no way, shape, or form done. They're going to be another contract extension very, very soon we're going to hear about.
Yeah, well,
restructure.
You know who else will know about Ruka Rororo? That's Mr. Dave Archer. He's going to join us on the other side. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. That is Mr. David Archer, Atlanta Falcons radio network analyst, He'll join us on the other side to talk about all things Falcons, whether or not Kirk's going to be here for the long run. Stick with us here. Sports Radio 92.9.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. Mike and Bo hanging out. It's the morning shift on this beautiful Monday morning. Hopefully everybody came through the storms okay over the weekend and came out okay, man. And so it's been a good Monday morning so far, although it was a rough sports weekend. And I guess that's where I'll start with our buddy Dave Archer before we get into the football stuff. Arch, man, Iowa State, 3 seed, squaring off with Lipscomb later in the week. How are we feeling about the tournament for your boys?
Yeah, I like their chances, Mike. I think that they, if they're healthy, Deshaun Gilbert, who's kind of one of their mainstays, they got a 3-guard offense. Taman Lipsky and Curtis Jones are an outstanding three-headed monster when it comes to when they're healthy. They play really good defense and they can score, but they've really been banged up down the stretch, and so they've taken it on the nose a couple of times. Lost in the quarters to BYU. BYU beat them, as it turns out, twice in 2 weeks. And so hopefully we stay away from the Cougars for the early part of the tournament. But I like their chances. If they're healthy, they can make a run.
Well, the best part about it is you're not in the same bracket as Florida.
You want to talk about
some players. They're deep, Arch. Gators are deep this season.
They're deep. It's funny how often you talk about them only when they're on top, though. I mean, there's never, ever – a discussion when they're struggling. There's never a mention of the Gators.
That's actually not true. I talk about their football team struggles quite a bit during the fall. But you know, I haven't canceled season tickets or anything yet. So I know some Fairweather fans do. Look, I know that we've watched the guy play a little bit when he was in Carolina, and you and I had talked over the weekend, but got a chance to watch a little bit of Morgan Fox, the defensive end that they've signed recently. I think they've reached an agreement with, and Arch, he's a pretty sound player. He's not this all-pro player, but he's pretty sound. He's strong at the point of attack. Seems to be good against the run. What do you think about the Morgan Fox signing here to add to the defensive line room?
Well, certainly when you begin to think about, the rotation and how many guys you play, I think that people see a guy get signed and said, okay, this guy's going to be on the field every snap of the game. It's about a group of players that you're going to put on the field. I don't know that there's a group that typifies that more than the defensive line does. Even Grady Jarrett, Grady, man, that hurt me to lose Grady, and you know how much I enjoy being around him and how much of a favorite guy he is for me. Grady was on the field about 43 snaps a game last year. Excuse me. And so when you figure a game can last 65, 70 snaps, so now you got to have other guys that rotate in. I think Morgan Fox, you're exactly right, is a guy that fits the bill. Jeff Ulbrich has got his hands on this. He's looking at guys that he thinks he can rotate into that defense that could be a part of that down line group. Fox has some versatility where he can slide out. And I guess I shouldn't get too deep in the weeds when it comes to techniques, but he could slide out and play a five technique if they're playing a 3-4 style of defense. If it's in a nickel situation, he could slide inside and play a three technique coming at the passer from between that guard and the tackle situation. So I think the versatility there, I think he's a guy that's got some size. He's a guy that's got experience. He's had some success. All that breeds a part of the mix that you're going to throw at an offense from a defensive line standpoint.
Arch, you're a lot like me. I've almost stopped putting positions on defensive linemen. I'm like, you know what, man? He's a B-gap defender. Like I'm not going to say defensive end or defensive tackle. He just defends the B-gap, okay? So that's what we need to know moving forward.
Exactly right. You got to you got to be versatile nowadays in defense. Anybody that says they're a straight 4-3-3-4, you know as well as I do, Mike, everything's an amoeba style of defense that they're morphing into what they need to be that week.
Yeah. Those base defenses hardly exist anymore. They're a nickel so much. Arch, look, man, we got to get to the conversation about Kirk Cousins. A lot of people have been pointing at March 17th. Monday, March 17th as the day we'll know more. Turns out we don't. Kirk Cousins still on the roster and will be, according to the team, for the foreseeable future, that they're very comfortable with him being a backup. Look, we can talk till we're blue in the face about the $10 million bonus and everything else going on with that, the offset language. I want to talk to you specifically, though, about that quarterback room. And you have had a chance to be around Kirk. You've been around Michael Penix. You've been in quarterback rooms before. What do you think that room will feel like when Zach Robinson, TJ Yates, Kirk Cousins, and Michael Penix, and whoever else is in that room, show up on day one of the offseason and get down to business?
I think from a personality standpoint and what I know about the two guys, I think there'll be a very common interest in moving forward as a group together and how good can we be in this room. And I know that the conversation probably is going to add to whether Kirk's going to help Michael. I think all those things have already taken place. I think those things took place at the end of the year when Michael took over. There's certainly a piece of this. Kirk wants to go someplace else where he can play. He's made that point. I think he had the discussion with the owner and those type of things. So if he had his druthers, he would go someplace else to be able to have a chance to play. Certainly he's in a backup situation here. It's been declared that Michael Penix moving forward is the starter going into the 2025 season. And so that's solidified. So, as you begin to think about how they bonded as two guys, the stories that came out that I didn't even know about them riding home from games together and sharing rides back and forth from practice, things of that nature, I didn't realize they had bonded in that way. So I think there's a bond that between two individuals that play the same position that maybe we don't even understand. Even you and I, Mike, who played the game, and we had bonds with different guys who were at our position, but this one seems to be pretty good. Now, how does that play out now when you start thinking about, oh, I'm sitting here wasting the last couple of years potentially of my career if he doesn't get moved or doesn't have a chance to move? I think Atlanta is from a team concept standpoint. Atlanta, it behooves Atlanta to hang on to him right now, not because you think he's going to be your backup during the year, which he very well could be, and that he might be the best one there is in the league. But you're also in a situation where the value begins to ramp up on him. We know, as you know as well as I do, there are teams that are still trying to solidify their quarterback position. Some that don't even have a quarterback, not sure who the quarterback's going to be. And we also know as we get close to the season, those kind of stories begin to change, and who is that guy out there that you could potentially go get? And so that ramps up the value for the Falcons in that regard. As far as getting out from underneath the numbers, that's not going to happen. There's minimal things you can do as far as getting away from the numbers. So people need to quit talking about, oh, we need to get rid of this, that, or the other so we can save this kind of money. And Terry's gone out and said, Terry Fontenot said, hey, we're comfortable with what's in the room from a number standpoint. Yes, we thought it would be reversed. He would start and Penix would be the backup this year. It's the roles are flipped, but they still felt like the money was going to be in that room. So they have a plan moving forward with the rest of the team and how they're going to handle the rest of the team, and that's the way they're progressing.
Atlanta Falcons radio analyst Dave Archer joins us here on the morning show. Mike, you have – I don't know if you've ever seen it, but one of the best – my favorite shows to do, actually revert to producer, is a draft show with Mike Conti, Wes Durham, and Arch. And Arch comes with this freaking binder, and it looks like something out of the 80s because it's, like, thick, and he's written all this stuff in it. It's this draft binder, okay?
Yes.
And the extent – The detail that Arch goes through. So, Arch, have you started on the binder? Because I want to ask you about some of these defensive linemen.
Yeah, we're deep into the binder, dude. It's been heavy watching tape, heavy reading evaluations, heavy trying to compare what we saw at the combine to what you see when you put him on tape, and then trying to meld that with what Jeff Ulbrich's going to bring you here defensively. So a lot going on, yeah, here in March and into April.
Okay, well, that said, what are you seeing at 15 from the defensive line aspect? You know, talk to me a little bit about, I don't know, Michael Williams, Nick Scorton, Shamar
Pierce.
Stewart.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see, and I guess, and you guys have probably talked about this, and I think it's hard for people to get their head around. They hear the best player available and those type of things, and they don't really want to hear that. They want a specific guy. There's a guy that sticks out in their mind, whether it's Scorton or whether it's Mike Green or Shamar Stewart or whoever it might be. Their minds are set on that, and that's it. Well, when you begin to rank the positions, you rank each position 1 through 10 or 1 through 15, and then you have a big board and you stack those guys based on where you think they stack up based on other players. Like you might have a corner ranked in front of the third best pass rusher. Right now, Abdul Carter and Jalen Walker seem to be the two guys that are being talked about, and they're the two guys that I think will go in the top 10 of the draft as an edge rusher. Now, Jalen Walker is a multifaceted dude because he's going to be able to play at the second level too for you at linebacker and then shift up and play an edge potentially on third down, or they may, whoever drafts him, may play him at edge right away. But Michael Williams is a guy that's got great quickness off the ball. We know he was limited last year with the ankle injuries he suffered against Clemson. He's a great speed to power guy, Mike. He's got the ability to come off the ball, really threaten you with his speed, and then he can get up and into your pads. He can drive you back into the pocket. He closes in a hurry. The thing that he seems to struggle with a little bit, and you wonder when you look at the tape, it was because of the injury, is getting off blocks, being able to shed guys and get off the block to make the play. Now, was that because he was limited with the ankle injury a year ago? If you go back to 23, there was still some of that kind of stuck out. Michael Williams is definitely a guy that you'd consider taking at the 15 spot. Who else did you mention, Bo?
James Pierce out of Tennessee, Arch.
Yeah,
Pierce is a guy. I almost wonder. I keep looking at Pierce, and I wonder is he this year's Jared Verse? Because he had an excellent, he had a good combine. The last couple of years, he's gotten after the passer, I think, what, 17, 18 sacks in his last two seasons, 28 tackles for loss. He's a good, another speed-to-power guy. He's got great size. He is a sideline-to-sideline guy, so he will run and get after you. He's a little tight, and that was the conversation about Burse a little bit, too, was he was a little stiff, you know, coming around the edge. But, man, he ran 4.47 at the combine, 4.56, 10-yard split. He's got all the goods. Now, is he good enough, or do you think of him as a guy like Dante Fowler? Remember Dante Fowler coming out of Georgia? And I know we didn't get out of Dante Fowler what we wanted, but Fowler was a guy that's similar. He had good size, 6'5", 245, 250. If you're going to play him at that kind of that jack linebacker where he comes off the edge and he's kind of exclusively a pass rusher, or are you going to try to drop him into coverage? He can't do that. That's not what he's going to do. So you got to have an idea that he's going to rush the passer, and he can rush from different spots too. You saw Tennessee float him around because he was a problem. They float him around and run him through the A and B gaps as well. So he's got a lot of versatility to him.
Arch, we could obviously have these conversations with you till we're blue in the face, man. I'm sure we'll ramp it up. We got less than 6 weeks, man. So we'll look forward to talking to you here in the near future, man. Thanks for hanging out.
You got it, guys. You guys keep it straight. Take care.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
You guys ever heard of diaper golf?
Not until recently.
Well, I'm going to tell you all about what diaper golf is next. Morning Shift Sports Radio 929 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Just wondering if we're doing any radio this
morning,
segment.
Chef. Bill Morgan alongside Michael. Don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. Well, because we're rotating, right?
Madden 2003, my friend. Yes, we are rotating. Yes.
And for some reason, I was like, well, we're doing Life of Squid at some point here, so Michael just bring us back. And
no.
Also, he's going to kill me. So I'm out there trying to talk. I'm talking.
You're in the bullpen.
I'm talking with Zeno, Adeyde, and Drew. And
that's the steakhouse coming up in 15 minutes.
I asked Drew about a place that I played golf this weekend that I'll tell you about in Life of Squid.
Okay.
If he had played there, and he said no. So he was asking me about it. And I was trying to tell him, and we're trying to, we're like having a conversation. I was in here, you know, I'm going to send you this. And I'm like, all right, well, I'll just, I'll tell you later, Drew.
Yeah, so Zeno was like in the middle of show prep, and he didn't want y'all talking about golf. Yeah, it seems fair.
No, because I don't think he anything he was talking about had anything to do with our show. He's like, this is my bracket. This is my bracket. Something like that. And I just thought, I was like, all right, I'm better. And I love Mark. Mark and I have been friends for, probably 11 years now.
A little bit of a, yeah. Yeah.
So, somebody, you know, and we've been good friends for a while. But, man, there's sometimes it's just like.
Yeah, he wanted to talk about
speaking of Zeno, just real quick.
Hey, what?
I mean, what's the over-under number on how many bets he's going to place between when the first four starts tomorrow to the end?
It's unlimited.
To the end of the bracket.
It's all about how much he wins on day one.
The easier is how many he'll lose.
Dang. See, this is in the business, in the locker room, this is when you say, don't get in that man's pockets, bro.
No.
Don't get in that man's pockets.
That's not about pockets. That's about win-loss percentage, baby. And when you're public with something, when you're public, you make it's already out there. And when he does it for he's got just gambling only shows.
He does.
And content that he does on his socials. So yeah. When you make
he's
it about
to win
that.
It, man.
You put everyone in your pockets and in your winning percentage.
Have you ever, and I know you're not a huge wagerer is what I'm going to call it, but do you ever like follow somebody like that's on like a heater in the tournament and they're kind of a sharp and you're like, man, like, you know, there's guys out there that have subscriptions and things like that where you can get their numbers and they're not cheap, but there are some guys that will have a free play. Like, here's my free play of the day throughout the month of March and April or whatever it is. They'll throw their free play out there. Have you ever followed along with one of those guys that you're like, how is this guy doing this?
No, I don't.
I followed along with one guy one year, and his Twitter handle was Vegas Dave, but he's not the real Vegas Dave. He's not the real Vegas Dave.
He's not the one that married was with Holly Saunders for a while?
Yeah, no, he's not that one. That's the real Vegas Dave. This guy was just trying to piggyback on that. And maybe this guy was taking that Vegas Dave's picks. But I remember at one point he went like, 12-0 in his 12 picks. And I was like, I would consider knowing what his 13th is. Do you know what I mean?
Here's the problem. And it's the old Floyd Mayweather thing. And we'll touch on some Braves real quick before we get to Life Squid. But it's kind of like the Floyd Mayweather thing. I know Floyd Mayweather bets all the time. That's fine.
Yeah.
Like he has the money. I don't care. None of that matters to me.
Duffel bag.
It's his money. However, stop posting only the W's. Because Floyd Mayweather kind of expects you, Floyd Mayweather Jr., excuse me, expects us to kind of think that his gambling record is much like his boxing record where he's never lost, and that's just not the case.
Yeah, and that's the one thing I was. That's the one thing I will say about Barstool guy Dave Portnoy. And some people like Dave Portnoy, some people hate him, but here's what I will say about Dave Portnoy. He does the same thing Floyd does, but he puts it out before the competition.
Yes.
He's like, dude, I just put $1 million on Michigan, straight up. Here's my bet slip. I just put $1 million on Michigan. And he did it when Michigan and Bama played 2 years ago in the playoffs, he won $1 million.
The one thing I'll say about the Dave Portnoy type characters that we have in today's world where they're very outspoken on everything is they are 100% who they are, it seems like, all the time.
Yeah.
And I think it's refreshing. Because you don't get like remember the Bill O'Reilly thing where he's like, "We'll do it live."
Yeah.
Like, Chris Berman, like, "I'm on the air here," like screaming at people, and you're like, "Oh, they're so nice on the air," and then you realize that there's jerks behind the scenes.
Everybody has a bad day.
Yeah. Real quick, I want to get to this Life of Squid in a second, but how excited does it make you feel that Spencer Strider takes the mound today for a start against the Red Sox? His first official game action since he had the surgery, which was not full Tommy John. Remember, it was the
It was a brace procedure.
Yeah. And the general feeling is that he could be back mid to late April, which is earlier than expected. And Acuna could be back early May, which is a little bit earlier than expected on that.
I would say my excitement level, if we're going 1 to 10, is probably an 8 that he's throwing today. And the only reason it's not a 10 or a 12 is that it makes me nervous, man. And you know this. You and I have followed along with my companionship with the Braves organization for some time now, and we've had this conversation.
Companionship.
Yeah, companionship. I don't want to say fandom because it just sounds weird.
It's fine. I'm the fanboy of the Braves here.
That's fine. Okay. Yeah, exactly. So as a Braves follower, as a Braves companion, I just get nervous, man. Like, these situations seem so volatile, and it always seems like a snowball. And with the Sean Murphy news coming out 2 weeks ago, I just hope that virus isn't back in that locker room, man. Like, that's the thing. Like, just get through the rest of spring without the bad news trickling down from the top. And that's where I said, I'm an 8, excited, but I'm just a little bit nervous, man. That's all.
Yep. The W Sauce, Baron Burton's W Sauce, Fireshire. Merry Mix. Let's see. What else we got? We got everything. I did drink some New Realm, the Owl End Lager. I took it up there to Sweetens with me. Had it packed in my cooler.
Man.
My buddy tried one for the first time. My buddy Gardner, my college best friend from college, and he's a Kennesaw State grad too. We went. He went with us, and he tried one. He loved it. So, I told you guys, Diaper Golf. What is Diaper Golf, you ask me? Well, Diaper Golf is basically the male equivalent of a baby shower, but you do it with golf. You go play a golf course somewhere, and everybody that plays needs to bring a box of diapers or diaper wipes, something like that.
I love this. And you know what the best part is? It's simple. It's simple. I don't need you to go pick out a onesie or a book or a rattle toy or whatever it is. It's very simple, man. Show up with the one thing that every baby needs, and that's a diaper.
And
right? Show up.
I've already got like 2,000 clean baby wipes.
There you go.
Already stacked, ready to go. Thanks to a couple of Jorge, Slots brought the wipes. All these guys brought.
I need to talk to him, by the way. I need to talk to Jorge.
All these guys brought a ton of stuff. I can take care of that for you. So we go to a place called Sweetens Cove, which is in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, about 30 minutes from Chattanooga, or 30 miles, I should say, I think, from there. I think it's a little bit further than minutes. Sweetens Cove is owned, and they've got some partners in it. I think Rob Collins is, like, the main owner, I think, and architect of it. But, Peyton Manning is in this. Andy Roddick is a member partner of the ownership group.
Wow!
So it's a 9-hole course that plays like 18.
Wait a minute! You tell me Peyton Manning owns this joint? And it's only got 9 holes.
It plays like 18.
Okay.
So basically, it is it's got multi. So you can play the white tee box for one pin in a green, and then the blue one for the other.
Okay.
And the undulation on these greens is sick. Like, you almost can't chip.
Big word.
You almost can't chip on the green. You almost have to Texas wedge this thing.
Wow.
Which is using your putter in the fairway if you're not an avid golfer.
Undulation?
Yeah. Undulation is basically lots of...
Somebody from Bo's golf party said that this weekend. He was like, good word.
No, I heard it on the golf broadcast. No, I heard it on the golf broadcast years ago. And I never let it go. I was like, I'm going to use that word.
Now in my back pocket.
But it's basically, you might find a green that's a little bit flatter, but this is a green that basically has a lot of curves.
Like change in elevation.
And elevation.
Got
and,
you. Okay.
And bare, there's there, the plateau of the green is very small.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
So, but it's like an amusement park for golf, dude, because we had like 20-something people, so we played a six-some to start. We had a six-some, a seven-some, and then a five-some, right, the way we split it up.
We were clogging things up with a seven-some.
No, but we weren't.
Yeah,
but that's the thing. We weren't, because you can just go around. Oh, yeah, like we knew like one of our groups was about to tee off. One of our groups had just teed off, and another group was about to tee off, and I was in the group that was about to tee off, and we see these this group of three. They were walking the course, which was crazy because it was cart path only. We walked like 12 miles.
Gotta be hilly in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee.
We played like 36 holes.
Yeah.
And so I said, hey, I can see tee box one. Let's go back to tee box one, and we'll play from 1 to 9. And our buddies had started on 3. And you did that. Dude, we played all day long.
Mm.
All day. phenomenal time.
Just so I'm clear, and Dylan, I'll let you get a question. Just so I'm clear, you're telling me there's two pins on each green. Not like I'm playing from a different direction to the same hole. Two pins on each green.
Yeah, but okay. It's for the same hole. Okay. So what you do is you play the blue tee box for you can play it for nine, and then you turn around and you play the white.
Okay.
Tee box for the next nine. That's 18.
Okay. Hey, real quick, just before we get out of here, how many holes total are we talking here?
How many did you play?
Yeah, how many did you guys play?
I think I did anywhere from 30 to 36 on Thursday, and then we played 18 on Friday at a place called Fields Ferry in, like, Calhoun.
Gotta get those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers for diaper golf. Those are rookie numbers.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. The beer count and the vodka.
Out of this world.
Oh, and they all – one thing real quick. I know we got to go. One thing real quick is when you get there, the guy – because they have a day pass, basically – they send pretty much up to 60 people out at once. Guy gives a talk about the course, gives you all the rules, gives everything, and then everybody does a shot together before you go out.
Oh, well, there you go. Sign me up.
Very cool tradition.
I'll also sign everybody up for this edition of the Steakhouse you're going to get today. Mark Zeno and Drew Butler are in the bullpen, and they have smoke coming out of their ears. I think you guys know them by now. They'll probably have a little bit different take on the quarterback situation. Stick with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Steakhouse is next. See you guys tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Stay cool, Atlanta.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.